Six and 60 Slide American State Trials 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 628X American State Trials. The jury very promptly returned a verdict of guilty on all the counts of the indictment, and the male blackmailer was sentenced by the judge to pay a fine of $1,000 and to work at hard labor on the public roads of the county for a term of 12 months. The trial in the Superior Court of Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia, February 1918. Honorable Benjamin H. Hill, Judge, February 27th. An indictment had been previously returned by the grand jury against W. J. Cook and Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch for blackmail. It contained three counts. 1. Conspiring to blackmail. 2. Accusing of a crime for the purpose of extorting money. 3. Threatening to accuse of a crime for the purpose of extorting money. Counsel: John A. Boykin, Solicitor General, Reuben R. Arnold, and E. A. Stevens, Assistant Solicitors for the State, John B. Cooper, and James S. Bedgood for the prisoners. Bibliography: The Atlanta Constitution, February 28, 1918. The Atlanta Journal, February 27, 1918. Biographical notes. Honorable Benjamin Harvey Hill, born 1849, graduated from the University of Georgia in 1869, and from the law class in 1871, admitted to the bar in 1871. Solicitor General of the Atlanta Circuit in 1876, United States District Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia in 1885, Chief Judge of the Court of Appeals of Georgia in 1906, resigned to accept a judgeship of the Superior Courts of the Atlanta Circuit in 1913. John Asbury Boykin, born in Edgefield, SC in 1877, received his education in the schools of Edgefield, SC and the Edgefield Academy, admitted to the Atlanta Bar in 1890, and practiced law there until 1916, Solicitor General of the Atlanta Circuit in 1917. Edward Alexander Stevens, born 1872, student at Emory College, Oxford, Georgia, from 1891-1893, admitted to the Bar in 1895, moved to Atlanta in 1909, Assistant Solicitor General from 1910-1918. John Randolph Cooper, born in Lawrenceville, Georgia, in 1865, received a common school education at Logansville, graduated from the University of Georgia, Literary Department in 1880, and Law Department in 1890, admitted to the bar in 1890, has resided in Macon, Georgia, ever since, engaging in the practice of law, has never held any public office. James Richard Bedgood, born in Dooley County, Georgia, in 1880,